Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Cool. So a couple of months ago, this lady sat in this very same room and she said to me, there's going to be big things happening. I need to watch the space when we were profiling Nomuzi for our Kelman 20. And you weren't lying because flash forward a few months and now this is a whole new channel, a whole new vibe, a lot going on with you.
So exciting, man. Very, very exciting. First of all, I'll never lie to you.
Yeah.
Ever. I'll never ever lie to you because I love you so much. But I'm really excited, man, to be part of the Vuzu 5. We're starting it off in April. It's a brand new journey, brand new channel, like you said. So many new things because it's like totally different. I was at MTV for like 3 years, so I kind of became part of the furniture. You know what I mean? You can still hear my voice on the channel to this day, but I'm really, really looking forward to a brand new challenge, and I'm just excited to be part of the team.
It's amazing watching Monday night's show with all five of you that you really just, you fit into that set like a hand into a glove.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I feel like you kind of, in a way, have seen yourself doing it. And you, as a person that watches the entertainment, you're always like, oh, I could do that, or I could be better, or whatever, whatever. So for me to have been there, I remember when I did my training session, I was like, this feels good.
Yeah.
Like, this is me. You know what I mean? I didn't feel out of place at all. And the crew is really great. They make you feel so comfortable. They just like, do you. That's why we wanted you. You have to do you. Don't try come and be Lala or feel like you need to jump from the ceilings to like try get people's attention. Just do you and be comfortable. And I think I'm really fitting in.
But if we're being honest, no one can ever really tell you to be someone else. I mean, they'd struggle.
They would struggle. The problem would be with them, not with me. Trust me.
We're at a point now where you kind of really just have no ifs to give.
I had a couple at the beginning of my career, but everybody took all of them already. So I'm all out of fucks. I'm sorry.
I loved what you were saying on Monday night's show about people can hate and everything. We actually just don't care.
Yo, we actually just don't care. The thing is that we work so hard to be where we are that I think that you can get lost in the negativity sometimes because it is such a dominating thing. But I always try to like stay positive and focus on the good people and focus on people that are sending positive energy my way. So we don't care. Sorry if you hate us. We just don't care.
Now, it's going to be interesting when you're doing stuff that the show has to report on and you've got a link to it. Have you thought about that at all?
Yesterday, actually, in the first link that I did, one of the songs that was in the music news is a song that I was on. So I was like, hey, not only do we present the news, but we're on the news too. So it's really, really dope. Last night did the red carpet at Fashion Week. So I had to like walk behind all the journalists to make it to the end so that I could actually do my job and then only do the red carpet. But you balance it and you figure it out. You have to kind of like be the super mega, but also be the person providing information about the super mega. So it's a difficult balance, but I mean, I've been doing it, so it's not going to be too hard for me.
It's interesting. Shane was talking about the fact that so many in this Vuzu 5 now are musicians in their own right.
And hip-hop musicians.
Hip-hop musicians. But what we were saying is that, like, I mean, this is the Kanye model of doing many different things, whether it's fashion, whether it's music, whether it's whatever.
Yeah.
And to you, that's really important, right?
Yeah, that's very important. For me, I've always said that everything I do is an extension of myself and is an extension of my brand, because a lot of people just think, oh, she's a rapper or she's a TV presenter, but they don't know there's like a million and one other things that this machine does on a daily, even when I'm sleeping. So everything is just always a continuation of me. If it kind of feels like this is not going to be a stretch, now I have to like become something else to do this, I usually stay away from it. But it's all in the name of like putting together great entertainment, great television, and just making sure that we're putting our own artists and our local industry and talents on that top pedestal. And that's what it's all about.
It's probably been a really interesting few weeks for you because there was a lot of stuff that was going on. I was listening to you on Capital's show as well. Yeah. There was the Cash Time split, which you cleared up and said was actually nothing like what people had said it was on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the move from MTV without immediately knowing that it was a move to Vuzu. And you must have been seeing some really interesting things on your timeline or getting interesting messages, but
all
you knew everything that
day
was happening.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, sometimes you just want to say, fuck all of you guys, actually, because you don't fucking know. You're so fucking stupid. Fucking pieces of shit. But it's like, I know myself. I know my truth. I know what my work is. I know what my path is. And I try to always stay on that. And what's awesome for me now is that, first of all, I have live television show where I can actually say whatever I want. So try me. I dare you to try me. I will have you on TV. And secondly, I'm in studio. I'm making music and it's a great sense of catharsis for me to just take out, you know, that stress and those feelings in my music, because at some point everybody can relate to it. And for me to just go off and be like, ah, thank you. You're just going to be like, oh, she's just another celebrity going off on a tangent. But if I make a great song about it, then you can be like, I get it. I can totally relate to that. And that's what I'm focusing on.
I think though that you love this element of surprise thing. You like people seeing something and making assumptions and then coming out and saying, well, you idiots, actually this was for this.
Listen, I think it would probably be...
No, you're smiling, you do.
It's my life though. I've come to realize that it's my life and I'm never ever going to be able to please everybody. And there's some people that like, they just, I'm not for them and that's fine. That's okay. Like I've come to terms with this. Some people that I'm just not for them. I'm not their vibe. I'm not their anything. And that's cool because I'm still getting my money. Do you know what I mean? Like I just have to do me and I'm 23 years old. I'm still figuring things out. I'm living my life and I like the element of surprise. I do. And I just like that I'm not the normal. I'm not conventional. I'm not, you expect me to do one thing and I'm going to do the complete opposite, which is really, really awesome for me. And I definitely hope that I can hold on to that going further into my career.
Yeah, you're quite strategical actually, which I think people don't necessarily put you in the same bracket as being strategic, but yeah, you seem to actually be.
I actually, you know, a lot, although my life seems very fun and, you know, everything I do just seemed like, whoa, party, turn up. Oh, she's having such a great time. It is quite important for me to always like, you know, have things in order and try to figure out what's the next move. What are we doing next? You know, how are we going to sustain this thing that we're doing? Sometimes we like plan things and because of time and resources or whatever, it doesn't happen and it like kills my spirit and it breaks my heart. But I have to keep pushing and I have to keep moving. But plans are important so that you know, are you growing? Are you going to that next level? And I think in 2015 as well, I tried to go through a lot of the year just like, you know, let me just hold on and let me just see where this whole thing is going to take me. Let me not plan too much. Let me just live. And I got through and it was great. And I learned so many things that I wouldn't have ever learned if I was just like, this is the plan and I'm sticking to it. So I'm really, really grateful for those experiences. But it's very important for me to like plan things and like make sure that, you know, the machine is always moving. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a very distinct vision. I remember we were speaking about this last time. You have an idea of what the stage performance must look like, yeah, what you want to look like. You kind of want to be in control of a lot of the different aspects of what you do.
Yeah, and I'm that difficult artist. Like if you try to tell me that, I promise you this is going to work, I'm like, no, it's not going to work. I don't want to do it. I know what works for me. I do try new things all the time, which is really, really awesome. So I am prone to doing things like that. But at the same time, it's like nobody knows me like I know me. Hmm. Like nobody. Nobody.
Who do you really respect from a creative perspective in SA and around the world?
From a creative perspective, I think AKA is like a really, really good formula. And he's a great artist to watch and sort of try to be like, because he's gone through the full scale. Yesterday at Fashion Week, he was telling the story about how he once got booked for a gig and he got paid $5,000 and he had three girls and he was feeling himself so much. And you like fast forward a couple of years and look at the artist that he is now. And you know, yo, he's taken us on a roller coaster, but he's been real and he's been unapologetic. And at the same time, his talent and his music and everything has kept him on top of the game. And I kind of feel like I'm the same. It's like, you don't necessarily agree with some of the things that I do. You may not like some of the things that I do, but you can't deny the work and you can't deny the talent because it's there. It's in your face. And that's what I try to focus on. So for me, AKA, he's like a person that if I could be close to him, I'd be really, really happy. And he has this really incredible way of just showing everything that's going around. Like they can come up with a slang word today and tomorrow he's already like put it in a verse and like made it a part of everyone's lingo. He's so good at just doing that. So yeah, I really, really respect him.
Is it important for you to be a part of guiding pop culture? Do you like the idea of people looking to you as a serious influencer across the board?
I love it, man. I definitely look at myself as a curator of cool for sure. there's a lot of things happening. I think we spoke about this. Like, we live in a time where people are just so constantly bombarded with information. So for me to be one of those people that says, okay, steer towards this, you know, this is what's cooler, do this, do that. That for me is really, really awesome. And besides it giving me a sense of like power, it like just gives you this mental feeling of like, I know what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? And in an industry where you can really be swayed and pulled side to side, it's cool to know that what I say goes. And sometimes it happens months later, because only now am I seeing girls wearing like choker chains on their thighs. But it's like, yo, I did that so long ago and you all thought I was so crazy. You thought I was like doing a slutty, bridey, weirdy thing. So it's in little things and it takes time. You don't always get it right. Sometimes you do things and people are like, listen, we're not going to ride with that. We're not doing that. That is not cool. But it's very important, especially as a young black female in South Africa. It's very, very important for me to just, you know, stay on top of my game and inspire and influence for sure.
Listen, I think this is a great move. I think that it's awesome that we get to see you on this live show.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's different to what you were doing before. The live thing, how does that make a change?
That was one of the main things for the move for me. Because for me, it's always important to keep growing and keep enhancing the skill. And Vuzu has all the elements. They have all the elements. They have live, they have pre-record, they have this, they have on screen, they have like on sites and blah, blah, blah. There's so many different things and they're constantly shooting on a daily basis, like up to like 4 or 5 shoots a day, depending on what's happening in the game, you know? So for me, that will always force me to like stay on top of my game as a presenter and enhance the skill, because a lot of people forget that there's a skill to it. Do you know what I mean? You have to be able to read the auto cue without looking like you're going like, you know, sorry, could you just go back there real quickly? And if you miss a word, you have to like cruise through it. And it's not that easy. It is not that easy. It's really, really difficult. And I'm learning that now. So for me, I'm just excited to learn more and enhance my skill so that when I move on to the next level, I'm prepared and I'm ready for it. And that's what I love about MTV, is that they kind of showed me little glimpses of everything to prepare me for this job that I'm going to do now, where it's like kind of everything in one. So yeah, that was a main thing for me. I'm so excited to be on Vuzu. They're going to put me to the test every single day, which is really, really awesome.
Let's get some closing remarks here. Sometimes you can ask someone, how does someone be like you or aspire to be like you? But for you, I feel like you're quite an individual, so it'd be difficult to put it in that context. But what, to someone who just follows you and sees what you're doing and just appreciates the music you're putting out, the work you're putting in on television, and just thinks, wow, she's really cool, what words do you have to kind of connect with that person and just sort of, you know, make the connection that you have with your fans a little more real?
First of all, thank you. I don't think people realize how much it means to have people that support you that don't even know you, because sometimes you have people that hate you that don't even know you and you don't understand why. So for me, I'm just doing my thing, man. I'm really, really just trying to be a good girl, make my parents proud, make my family proud, put my city on the map, and, you know, hustle and inspire young girls. I remember watching TV and thinking, I want to be like that person. I love that person. I think they're so cool. I'm really, really inspired by what they do. So for me to be in that position is daunting, and know that it's a responsibility that I take very, very, very seriously. But I'm just grateful that you give me your time and you give me your energy, and I don't take it for granted, and I'm going to keep doing my best. Asante Sana, I say this all the time on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Asante, Asante, Asante. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have no idea how much it means to me, because sometimes it's like, is that one tweet with that extra heart? Do you know what I mean? You don't know. Like, sometimes you just get tweets and like, yeah, you like me, whatever. But you can really feel the connection. Do you know what I mean? You can really feel it's quite genuine for me, and it means a lot to me. I want my job standing in a line. People had to vote for me. They had to use their own precious time and money to put me in that position. I haven't forgotten that. No matter what level I may get to, I always remember where I started. And it all starts with the people that show you love. And those are the people that I do it for. the rest of y'all can miss me.
Pal, well, it's always cool hanging out. I think a lot of people, you know, beyond even being excited to see you on television, are so excited to see what you're going to wear.
Yes. I was telling the stylist, so we have a stylist at Entertainment Lufuno. I was like, girl, you better get it right. Don't you play me. Don't play me. The people are watching. So for her, she's quite excited because I'm Lala and Denise, who she worked with before. They weren't too big on accessories. And yeah, everybody knows I love accessories. I love crazy outfits. So we're going to go wild. I'm trying to get to the level where I can do one episode in the Lady Gaga egg.
Huh?
Just.
Wow.
Just to, like, you know, just to say I did it. So
it's one way to trend.
We really, like, we are going to push it to the limit with the outfits. Obviously, it's TV, so we can't be too sexy. Sorry, fellas. But we will do our best. We're going to have so much fashion fun. I'm going to try new things and, like, see, like, hey, hit me up. Let me know. Does this work? This doesn't work. Which is great, is that I can instantly get a reaction from people as opposed to, like, now I'm on the red carpet. It's done. I've made this decision. This is the look that I have to go for. Whereas with Wuzu, it's like, I can, you know, ease my way into things like that. So I'm very excited for the fashion. And that's a big element that I want to be bringing to Wuzu. Like I said yesterday, I was at SA Fashion Week. And that's something I want to be exploring for sure.
Well, you certainly indicated that in a mind dump in Johannesburg in the promo. So.
Hey, man, we made it look like a Hollywood movie set, though. Yeah.
Nomuzi, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.